Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. And talking of eager anticipation, here's one of your favourite contributors. Yes, you've guessed it, it's Galtina. And honestly, she's the only person I can think of who could put a story about false teeth and a tractor full of farm muck together and make it work. Just have a listen to this.
Hello, that's another week gone. Hope you're all right. Now, I'm always saying that I was a tomboy. Well, I still am, really. I used to go fishing, ride motorbikes, and I love a good old mardle. And that was one of these hair mardles. I was very fortunate enough to meet a lovely old boy called Percy Garrod in Robert Kett Court here in Wyndham. We got talking about fishing one day, and he told me this tale, and I've got to tell you all about it. He said him and his mate used to go sea fishing. He said, this bloke in the pub always used to say, I'll come with you, I'll come with you. Because he didn't know nothing about fishing, and they were always worried whether he'd be a little bit ill. Howsomever, they decided when that was a bit choppy at sea, they'd take him to see how he fared. Well, they got about a mile out, and Percy and his mate got their fishing rods out and started a fishing. Well, he disappeared, this bloke. He didn't feel too good at all. Well, out of best part of some time, he come round the corner. He say, you'll never guess what happened. You'll never guess. Percy say, what's the matter, boy? He said, I've only lost my top teeth, he said, over the side. Oh, ah, Percy said. But old Bob, Percy's mate, he say, don't you worry, he said, I shall see if I can fish him out of the sea for you. He winked at Percy. Percy knew what he was up to. So he took his own top teeth out, put it round the line, and pretended then he'd caught the bloke's teeth. So he undid the line, put them in his hand, and he said to him, look at this, boy, he said, I now caught your teeth. Well, with that, old George, he picked his teeth up, he pushed them in the top of his mouth, he threw him over the side. He said, don't be so soft. He said, them ones aren't mine. So they both went home with no teeth. I think that's absolutely hilarious. Now, the last time I was telling you about how I learnt to drive a tractor, and I told Percy all about this, and he thought this was funny and all. 8 years old and feeling bored, with not a lot to do, Dad said, gal, you come along o' me, I got a job for you. We walked to the allotment, and in the old tin shed was Dad's old standard Fordson, and this is what he said. I got to do some muck spreading, and gal, how would you feel if I went on the trailer and you behind the wheel? Well, my birthdays had come all at once, and my dad learnt me to drive. I'd been itching to do that since about the age of 5. He helped me back the tractor and hitched the trailer on the back. Then we drove towards the muck heap along the beaten track. We loaded up and headed off, and Dad, with four-tine fork, was on the trailer spreading the muck, and I was too amazed to talk. All of a sudden, there was a furrow. I thought, bless me, this is it. So I jammed the brakes on quickly, and my dad fell in the muck. Blast me, gal, what are you doing? Said Dad, so full of woo. But I had to laugh, because all his clothes were full of chicken poo. So out of all of this excitement, we both did have a laugh. And he stunk so much when we got home, mother held him in the bath. But she had to get the bath out of the garage fast, because there, that was a hanging up. Anyway, cheerio.
Thank you, Tina, as always. Oh, you do make us chuckle, don't you?